pela venicante garau erda be yes not very high heavy or no.
The bolster would be a pillow all the way
across. Yeah, all the way across. And then two pillows, you. Two double beds.
When you were a boy, somebody came to see you and you didn't have a bed for him, how would you?
We'd make one.
What would you call that?
We'd pile up together.
I see. Did you ever make a bed on the floor?
Yes.
How was that done?
A lot of times, just to take a blanket, mostly, and spread it out. Use two or three of it, of them on if it's just too cold.
What did you call that?
Pallet.
And I'd like to ask you about your mother's kitchen. What you... You've got a very good memory. You remember the Majestic Range and the trade name there. They must have been well known.
Men went through the country selling them. Mm-hmm. And they'd come out and you'd spend the night.
I see. Did you have a little room off the kitchen where she might...
No, we didn't. There was several people in the country, though, that did. My grandfather's house had they called it a boy's room. It was just a little room. And there was two boys in his family. And they called it the boys' room.
Uh-huh. What would they use it for?
Just to sleep in.
Just to sleep in. Uh-huh.
And visitors.
Did people ever have anything called a pantry?
Sure.
What would they keep in there?
Well, usually they usually canned a good deal of different things and had dry peas and beans, and used the pantry as a storeroom.
And how did you keep the milk, the butter, cool?
We had a well about 100 yards from the house. It was 40 odd feet deep, and it wasn't much of a well, that is, the water never got up very deep in it. And have ropes, get little ropes, and coolers. We called them coolers, a long vessel with a handle on it. And tie that rope around it and let it down to the water. And there wasn't any danger of the water getting in it if you didn't just let it down. And they'd keep it with my daddy when I was growing up. He'd every year he'd kill a beef. We had a club, beef club. 8 people, his family. And each one killed a beef. And they'd cut it in half and then cut that half in a piece, and we'd keep that beef in the summertime down there. We got to, I believe, before any of us married.